The Veterans Health Administration wants LGBTQ vets to feel comfortable coming to the VA for care. So VA medical centers across the country have been hosting outreach events throughout June, which is Pride Month. New Hampshire Public Radio's Brita Green reports from one community where VA staff are taking a particularly fabulous approach.
Friday evening, and VA social worker Calvin Smith is staring himself down in a crowded hotel bathroom, trying to get his makeup right.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I watched a ton of YouTube videos.
In just a few hours at a nearby bar, he'll be performing in a drag show organized by the White River Junction VA Medical Center. To start, he's applying a thick layer of blue glitter eyeshadow.
It's really difficult to get this right. I've already started all over three or four times.
The goal of the show is to get a simple message out to the community here in this rural area spanning Vermont and New Hampshire. The VA welcomes all veterans, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. And Smith says veterans should feel comfortable being open about who they are and who they love with their doctors.
I remember the first time I went to the VA for healthcare, sitting in the waiting room and looking around and seeing lots of much older veterans and just feeling so out of place, like I don't belong here.
The effects of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and bans on transgender service linger, he says.
Like, for example, transgender female veterans I've seen come dressed as a boy to the VA, I think sometimes just to avoid the potential of a problem. So there's that fear.
From a health perspective, though, it's important to reach this population. The VA says LGBT veterans have an even higher risk for PTSD, depression, and suicide than veterans overall. Smith's work over the past couple years is part of a national program started under the Obama administration. It includes not just outreach, but also internal education.
I mean, we had no formalized medical training in LGBTQ healthcare.
Lynn Marshall is the Women's Health Medical Director at the White River Junction VA. She's been taking advantage of available trainings and is working hard to make patients feel comfortable.
It usually comes out when I ask explicitly, you know, do you have a significant other, a partner? And they'll look sheepishly sometimes at me and say, well, yes, and her name is Linda.
This simple gesture, asking about a partner rather than a boyfriend or husband, can make a big difference. It signals a change to a culture of acceptance, says Katie Taylor. She's a transgender veteran who served in the 1970s. She says the drag show in particular is remarkable for two reasons. One, it's a celebration of LGBTQ vets.
And there are very, very, very few of those events that ever happen. The other, this was initiated, organized by VA staff. And that is, tap me with a feather and I'll keel over, because that's not what the VA does.
Ladies and gentlemen.
As the lights dim at the drag show, people crowd near the stage. And the MC, VA employee Bryn Cole, grabs the mic.
Welcome to the gayest show on earth. But first, I just have to say, the VA is here for its queers, and we are proud to serve all veterans.
Yes.
Halfway through the night, Calvin Smith, his blue glitter eyeshadow sparkling, takes the stage. Smith has transformed into his drag persona, Brittany Queers, in a plaid miniskirt and long blonde braids. The crowd leans in. For NPR News, I'm Brita Green in White River Junction, Vermont.